Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and around the world. It's that time again. It's Berg in the Bullpen podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me, Alex Berg. 347-205-9631 can get you to the front of the line if you happen to miss it. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Alex, how are you this morning from beautiful San Francisco?
It is definitely beautiful, and I'm doing really well. How are you?
I'm doing great, and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as well.
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Well, I will tell you one thing. I know the streak got snapped yesterday, but the 10-game winning streak, man, we haven't seen that in almost 19 years. That was a remarkable streak. We talked last Friday when you guys were out here in Los Angeles. You put up 29 runs on those guys, and you go back home, and you roll the Padres in three, and then they get the best of you yesterday. But even before that, starting it in St. Louis and all that, that had to be remarkable, to what you guys have achieved. Do you reflect on that, or it's next man up attitude as far as the team-wise goes?
We reflect on it a little bit. I think one of the funnier points is that the streak started with Brandon Crawford pitching in the game, and it ended with David Villar pitching in the game. So I think just to bring a little light to it, and I think it's just great for us to get some wins and put some good games together. And, everybody knows that they're not going to win every game of the year. So I don't think there was any, big thing of like, oh, I can't believe we lost. But again, it's just kind of like, all right, the boys are doing it. We're playing good. We're enjoying ourselves. We're having a lot of fun. And, it's a great time to be playing well, especially with Arizona coming in, and they're playing good baseball. And, they're hot right now, so it should be a good time.
Yeah, you're catching an Arizona team that made up a game with Washington there. So, for them guys to come out, now you got them in your backyard. You only worry about them. You don't have to worry about the teams below you, because as long as you're winning, that's all you need to look at is the team that's in front of you, and that's the Diamondbacks for three games starting tonight with Webb on the mound. What are you looking for in this series? I guess the same mentality that got you the 10-game winning streak.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest part is just playing Giants baseball, I think. Too many times people get caught up in, you're chasing or you're trying to win every game. And, realistically, you play against yourself every day. And if you can do the things that you do well, you're going to have an opportunity to win. And for us, it's just kind of like playing good baseball, throwing a bunch of strikes, picking up the ball, making plays and having good at-bats and hitting some timely homers. And if we can do that, I think we're going to be in a really good spot against these D-backs.
Hey, the weekend, this past weekend in Los Angeles had to be gratifying, beating the Dodgers and paying them back after they took 2 out of 3 in San Francisco earlier in the year. You come back, and I was so happy to see that. You guys had the broom on the last day, and it just seemed like you never let up on them, and you just got that big timely hit, and you sent a message in more ways than one. And it's not going to be you that's going to be controlling this division. We're going to have something to say about this as well.
And again, it's always great to go down to L.A. and beat them. And I know we haven't played our best baseball in L.A., so it was definitely good to see our guys play well. And honestly, for our young – we have such a young team right now that to have them come down and play well in Dodger Stadium and just kind of go like – this is now the new norm. We're not coming here to get spanked. We're coming in here to play our game and do what we're supposed to do.
Right, and it's basically it was the pitching and that bullpen. You guys probably one of the best in baseball. Right up there with Duvall coming out of the pen and everything, and the setup guys pitching is just so key, and people don't realize it. You know, I remember having a conversation with a guy, and I grew up with it. Pitching has been 90% of the game, and I don't think it's gone down below that anytime soon, and I don't think it will go down below that because good pitching will stop good hitting.
I mean, anytime. I mean, you look at it just from, I mean, obviously we're pitching really well and we're doing a lot of things, but Blake Snell came out and punched out 11 and just stopped us right in our tracks. And, you know, it's exactly what you're talking about. Like, you just, good pitching beats good hitting every day. You know, those guys, we got Logan Webb on the mound. He's one of the best. And, you know, when he's right, there's few people better. And, you know, our bullpen, we got a bunch of different looks. We got a bunch of things going on, and they're a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, especially being down there and getting to see it all firsthand, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you talk about Blake Snell, the opposing pitcher on the Padres there. You know, here's a kid that came over from Tampa, struggled a little bit, but man, oh, man, he's last four or five starts. He's been punching left and right. I don't know what he more or less is relying on there, but it's nice to see he's back in form down there in San Diego, and he's on great footing.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff is unreal. I mean, there's no question. Like, some of those breaking balls are just disgusting. And, you know, obviously he's the Padres, so you don't want to root too hard for him, but he's also like a fellow Northwest guy. So anytime I see a Northwest guy succeed, obviously I wish it wasn't against us, but anytime you see a fellow Northwest guy succeed, it always makes me happy.
Hey, the U.S. Open, man, I don't think anybody saw this. Wyndham Clark comes out, beats McIlroy, and, you know, I like Shambo and all those guys, but, man, oh, man, where did this guy come? And it's nice to see a story like that.
Yeah, I mean, you look at, like, a young guy like that, just comes out, smokes the field, and that course looked beautiful. I know a lot of people were a little bitter that there wasn't more fanfare and some of that stuff. But again, like, anytime they win the U.S. Open and to beat a stacked field, like, you look at the guys at the top of that leaderboard, there's a lot of guys that are coming for you, a lot of good players that are coming for you. So for him to do that, so impressive.
Yeah, and McIlroy, everybody I kind of thought was thinking that McIlroy might win this thing, but boy almighty, unbelievable winning, and I didn't see that coming. I'd have to be honest to tell you that one. I never figured that was going to happen, but, you know, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I think anybody who had Wyndham Clark winning the U.S. Open outside of his friends and family would probably be, I would bet to say they picked him right after he won, because I don't see a lot of people having him. But again, he's a young guy. He's a really good player, and he's got some serious game. So, I mean, I don't think this is his first and only win. I don't know how many majors he'll win, but, I mean, this guy's going to be a future winner on the tour for a while, because, I mean, that game is real.
What's your favorite, when you look at the golf things, is it the Masters? Is it the U.S. Open? What's your one that you really circle the wagons? I know golf, you love golf. And what's the big major that you always look forward to and say, hey, man, I'm just going to sit and watch this? Or it might be a few of them.
Typically, it's the Masters. But, again, honestly, U.S. Open is probably usually my favorite because it's the toughest one. And to see somebody win the U.S. Open at 10 under is very rare. Like, usually that U.S. Open is, and they do everything they can to make the winner at even. And it's like, for the casual golfer, and I've gotten to play a couple of U.S. Open courses, and, you know, to go out there and shoot a high number and then know that these guys are the best players in the world, and they're shooting even par on this course when, you know, you see them at some other courses and they're lighting it up and they're putting up, you know, 7-8 under, shooting 65, shooting 62, then it's like, and you go out there and you see them shoot even, it's like, okay, these guys are even. This course must be outrageous.
Right. Unbelievable. Hey, maybe you can break the tie. Kip Gross, I do a show with him, former Major League Baseball pitcher, and he's got LSU to win this College World Series. He's been picking them. I've been hanging my hat on Florida. It should be a barn burner. I know you like college baseball, too. Maybe you can settle this thing. I think Florida can pull this thing. He thinks it's going to be LSU. Who do you have?
LSU is so good, but honestly, I'm going to have to go with Florida. So the head coach of Florida is the one that recruited me to Clemson. So I pull for them, and then their pitching coach is a really good friend of mine, and we also were teammates at Clemson. So I'm rooting for Florida for this one, but again, I think it's going to be a great final.
Yeah, and you looked at the teams that were in this, Oral Roberts, you know, TCU, Stanford. I mean, it just seems like a hotbed, but here we are back down in the South battling it out. If it ain't Vanderbilt and, you know, the Mississippi State, well, here comes Florida and LSU.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get those SEC schools are so good, and they're so good at recruiting. I know that the way that Florida recruits is absurd. Like, you look at so many major leaguers are coming out of there, and, like, honestly, right now, LSU probably has the first two overall picks, and, like, either one in another year. Like, Dylan Cruz might be the best amateur hitter since Bryce Harper, and Paul Skene, the guy who threw last night, he might be the best amateur pitcher since Stephen Strauss. So you're looking at, like, two of the top amateur prospects in the last decade or more, and they're on the same team. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, after this weekend, you're going to two great cities. At least you'll get a break on an off day on one of them. But you go to Toronto, and then next weekend, I know we'll hook up from New York. And as we get closer to the All-Star break, I couldn't help but look at the schedule after that. It seems like it's a death march. You go from Pittsburgh to Cincinnati to Washington and the makeup in Detroit, and then you come right back home, and the next night you welcome the A's into town. How crazy is that?
It's a little bit of a road warrior schedule for us, but again, great cities. So the one that's always the tough one is that four-city trip that, you know, where you have what you thought was an off day. Now turns into the game in Detroit kind of on the way back. And it's like, all right, uncle. But again, to Toronto, New York, girlfriend's coming out to New York, so that should be a blast. Toronto's one of my favorite cities, favorite ballparks to play in. So, I mean, and then coming out of the All-Star break too. Pittsburgh, go to Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Washington. I mean, those are some great cities as well. So,
well, and not only that, you haven't been to New York since you guys opened the season against the Yankees. You get the Mets, so that's nice. Spend the weekend again in New York, and then going to Toronto. I've never been there, but man, oh man, I can think to myself, man, it's got to be a nice city. That's where you take in, you know, during dead time there, the ambiance of Maple Leafs Garden. Just kind of walk around and just look at the place. I mean, that's got to be gratifying in more ways than one.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, Toronto's a beautiful city. I mean, clean, beautiful ballpark, great hotel. So it's always one of my favorites. I think there's so many random things to do in Toronto. I used to call it a clean New York. You know, you don't have the trash on the street, things like that. So it's just, I mean, it's just a pretty place to be. And their fans are into it. They love baseball. I mean, it's an absolute treat to play there.
I can imagine. Last question, we'll wrap it up. And I know you got work to do as you prepare for the Diamondbacks. I always appreciate the time on Fridays with you, my friend. Crazy thing you've done, giving away a baseball. How crazy is it? Whether you throw it up there and they can't catch it or just the guy just bugging you for a baseball 30 times as the game's going on.
It's funny. I actually gave a kid a lesson yesterday on, like, how to get a baseball. But there's too many times he says, these kids that come up and they're like, they're just screaming at you and they can't, do you have a ball? And it's like, look, kid, if you just say, yeah, please have a ball, you got a good chance of getting one. You know, I was telling the kid, I was like, if you can just treat me like a human being for probably like 40 seconds, like, two questions, three questions, like carry on the conversation, you'll probably get a ball.
Yeah, you know, that, I see that a lot, and you see that where the kid will come up, give me this, give me that, and I think it starts at home where the parent should educate the kid, maybe please and thank you and shake the guy's hand and say thanks for the baseball and cherish it. But, yeah, you see that a lot, and I'm sure you see it in a lot of cities, and it starts at home. And, you know, we were talking with Kelly Stinnett yesterday on one of the shows, former catcher.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you teach, great guy, too, yeah. And it was funny because we were talking about where he teaches these kids and stuff, and I go, yeah, how many people want to be like a Kelly Stinnett? And then they don't want to understand what it takes to go through that. They just take and take, you know, I just need to get to the majors. Mm-hmm. I don't care how I get there, but they don't understand it's the journey. And unbelievable. Yeah, you got to educate them, and yeah, please and thank you will get you far in life.
It will get you a long ways, that's for sure.
Well, I'm telling you, man, take care of the snakes this weekend. I can't wait to talk to you next Friday from New York. And between that, you guys get the Blue Jays. Continue the rise. You guys are getting there. And yeah, like I said before, it's never a sprint. It's a marathon, and you guys look like you're putting it together. And God bless you all. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my good friend.
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG1, and that's on Twitter.
That's Alex Berg in San Francisco. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll talk to you next Friday from New York as the Giants will open a big series against the Mets. Till then, have a blessed one. Thank you very much, Alex, and you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you next weekend.
Thank you.